It doesn't matter anymore, she said at last.
Guess not.
Her father drank some water. There's an issue, though. The Gagnons, Jimmy's parents, are suing me for custody of Nathan. She brought up her chin. They claim I'm abusing him. Her father didn't say anything right away. He drank more water, then twisted the cloudy plastic cup in his hands, then drank some more. The silence dragged on. Catherine grew bewildered. Where was the wild denial? Where was the leap to his daughter's defense? 60 seconds ago, he'd been claiming she could have turned to him for help for her broken marriage. Now where was he?
The illnesses?
Her father asked at last. They claim I'm doing something to Nathan. Tampering with his food, I don't know what. They think I'm intentionally making him sick. Her father looked up.
Are you?
Dad.
He's in the hospital a lot.
He's sick.
Doctors never found anything.
He has pancreatitis. Right now, call Dr. Rocco. Call anyone in that damn place. She was on her feet. He is my son. I have jumped through every hoop I know trying to do right by him. How can you? How dare you? God damn it, how dare you? She was yelling now, literally yelling like a wild woman, with the veins bulging in her neck, and it occurred to her in the back of her mind that this was what she'd wanted to do for days. Ever since Tuesday morning when she had picked up the phone and heard Jimmy casually discussing with some lawyer his plans to divorce her.
You're sure she won't get anything?
He'd asked the lawyer.
I don't want her touching one red cent. No, Nathan, no money,
the lawyer had assured him.
It's all taken care of. I can file the paperwork within the hour.
I love my son! She screamed at her father now. Why doesn't anyone believe that I love Nathan? And then she broke. Her legs gave out. She collapsed on the horrible brown sofa, her shoulders heaving, a strange hiccuping sound coming from her throat. She couldn't find herself. She was lost, drowned in some would-be moment where Jimmy had left her and Nathan had left her, and she was back in her rat-infested apartment. No family, no money, all alone. A blue Chevy would turn down the street. A hole would open in the ground. There would be nothing to save her anymore.